Can you hear me? I have one announcement before the introduction. The next poetry reading under the auspices of the Ruth Stepan Poetry Center will be performed by Mr. Peter Wilde, December 10th, 8:30, in this auditorium. We have among us tonight one of our own to read to us. Bill Recker has been one of us for 3 years. I don't mean that he has been all of our friends, but he's lived here, he's grown here, he's written here. Some of you out there have been his students, and some of you have been his friends. I think it's one thing to be able to praise great people that have been passed down to us through time. It's another thing to recognize greatness when it sits among us. I know it's been an exciting thing for me to be around Bill Recker. I was able to room with him, be an office mate with him for 1 year, and watch him begin to write poetry. And it was an exciting thing to watch other people recognize his creative abilities. Some of the people who have recognized his ability are The Nation, McCall's Magazine, The Northwest Review, Prairie Schooner, Trace, and many others. I could go on for another 2 or 3 minutes. This is a particularly noteworthy evening because today, his first chapbook, Willamette, was introduced by the Baleen Press in Phoenix. And if I may put in a commercial note, it's available in the bookstores. His fiction has also appeared in many literary quarterlies, and he has one national story in Intro Number 1, published by Bantam. He has also been the editor of a short story anthology, Stories That Count. And if I think of one phrase that represents his poetry, if I may use the phrase, it's poetry that counts. For our pleasure and our enlightenment, Mr. William Recker.
Thank you.